Yes, we've heard persistent reports that there have been mercenaries or other armed elements being brought in from some African countries to violently suppress protests in Libya. The Amnesty International has called on the African Union and its member states to immediately investigate these reports.
Could you tell us a bit more of what you're hearing? Where are these mercenaries coming from? Because we hear of Zimbabwe as being one of the countries.
The information on the ground is very unclear, and there's a lot of rumour going around Libya. Of course, the people who could tell us this information are the governments of the African Union. And we heard strong words from the African Union last week at the emergency summit of the Peace and Security Committee. They now need to follow that up with action. They need to investigate these reports. They need to monitor and, where appropriate, actually stop suspicious flights from their airports. And they need to help secure Libya's air, sea and land borders to prevent the entry of such forces. You know, the situation in Libya is grim. It is absolutely essential that African countries are not causing the escalation of the violence against civilians there.
The report by the London Sunday Times says even the British government officials are aware of the deal. What's your take on this?
I think all governments should be working to ensure that this is simply not happening.